Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Milwaukee Brewers and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Milwaukee Brewers. Batting in the lead-off spot. The center fielder, Bob Coluccio. Batting second. The left fielder, John Briggs. Batting third. The DH, Hank Aaron. Batting fourth. The first baseman, George Scott. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Don Money. Batting sixth. The catcher, Daryl Porter. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Sixto Lescano. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Pedro Garcia. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Robin Yount. Pitching for the Milwaukee Brewers, Bill Champion. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the lead-off spot. The left fielder, John Lowenstein. Batting second. The first baseman, Tommy McCraw. Batting third. The center fielder, George Hendrick. Batting fourth. The DH, Frank Robinson. Batting fifth. The catcher, John Ellis. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Charlie Spikes. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Buddy Bell. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Jack Broemer. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Frank Duffy. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Jim Perry. And now, play ball. Bob Coluccio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coluccio hits a ball on the ground towards short. Duffy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. John Briggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Briggs takes first base on ball four. Hank Aaron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aaron hits a fly ball into left field. Lowenstein settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott hits a fly ball into right field. Spike settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. John Lowenstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowenstein hits a fly ball into left field. Briggs settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw hits a ball on the ground towards third. Money fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. George Hendrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendrick hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Champion fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Don Money is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Money takes first base on ball four. Daryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Money. The throw from Ellis and he is out, Duffy applying the tag. One out. Daryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Lowenstein. Porter reaches second base with a double. Sixto Lescano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lescano hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Hendrick. Lescano reaches second base with a double. Porter scores. It's 1-0, Brewers. Pedro Garcia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garcia hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Broemer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Broemer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Brewers 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a fly ball into left field. Briggs settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Ellis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ellis hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Champion fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Charlie Spikes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spikes hits a ball on the ground towards short. Yount scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Brewers 1, and the Indians nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Bob Coluccio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coluccio is 0 for 1 in the game. Coluccio hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Perry fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. John Briggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Briggs is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Briggs hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hank Aaron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aaron is 0 for 1 in the game. Aaron hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bell fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Brewers 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Rob Ellis now playing left field. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Yount scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jack Brohmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brohmer hits a pop-up towards first. Scott settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank Duffy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duffy hits a line drive towards short. Yount reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Brewers 1, and the Indians nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 0 for 1 in the game. Scott hits a pop-up towards first. McCraw settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Money is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Money is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Money hits a pop-up towards third. Bell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Daryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Porter hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Brohmer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Brewers 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. John Lowenstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowenstein is 0 for 1 in the game. Lowenstein takes first base on ball 4. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Lowenstein. The throw from Porter and he is safe. Lowenstein steals second. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 0 for 1 in the game. McCraw hits a ball on the ground towards first. Scott scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats McCraw for the out. Lowenstein moves to third. One out. George Hendrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendrick is 0 for 1 in the game. Hendrick strikes out. Two outs. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 1 in the game. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Money fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5. With the score, the Brewers 1, and the Indians nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Sixto Lescano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lescano is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Lescano hits a ball on the ground towards short. Duffy misplays the ball. That's an error on Duffy. Pedro Garcia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Lescano. The throw from Ellis and he is out, Broomer applying the tag. One out. Pedro Garcia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garcia is 0-for-1 in the game. Garcia hits a fly ball into right field. Spike settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 0-for-1 in the game. Yount is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Brewers 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. John Ellis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ellis is 0-for-1 in the game. Ellis hits a fly ball into right field. Lescano settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Charlie Spikes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spikes is 0-for-1 in the game. Spikes hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Coluccio. Spikes reaches second base with a double. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0-for-1 in the game. Bell hits a fly ball into right field. Lescano settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Spikes moves to third. Two outs. Jack Broomer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Broomer is 0-for-1 in the game. Broomer hits a fly ball into center field. Coluccio settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Brewers 1, and the Indians nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Bob Coluccio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coluccio is 0-for-2 in the game. Coluccio hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. McCraw settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rob Ellis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ellis hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bell fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Hank Aaron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aaron is 0-for-2 in the game. Aaron hits a ball on the ground towards short. Duffy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Brewers 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Frank Duffy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duffy is 0-for-1 in the game. Duffy hits a ball on the ground towards third. Money fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. John Lowenstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowenstein is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Lowenstein hits a ball on the ground towards short. Yount scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 0-for-2 in the game. McCraw hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. George Hendrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendrick is 0-for-2 in the game. Hendrick hits a ball on the ground towards short. Yount scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Brewers 1, and the Indians nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 0-for-2 in the game. Scott hits a pop-up towards first. McCraw settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Money is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Money is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Money hits a ball on the ground towards short. Duffy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Daryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Porter takes first base on ball 4. Sixto Lescano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lescano is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Lescano hits a fly ball into center field. Hendrick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Brewers 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-2 in the game. Robinson is called out on strikes. One out. John Ellis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ellis is 0-for-2 in the game. Ellis hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Champion fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Charlie Spikes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spikes is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Spikes hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Garcia scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Brewers 1, and the Indians nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Pedro Garcia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garcia is 0-for-2 in the game. Garcia hits a fly ball into center field. Hendrick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 0-for-2 in the game. Yount hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Broemer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Coluccio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coluccio is 0-for-3 in the game. Coluccio hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rob Ellis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ellis is 0-for-1 in the game. Ellis hits a fly ball into right field. Spikes settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Brewers 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0-for-2 in the game. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Yount misplays the ball. That's an error on Yount. Jack Broemer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Broemer is 0-for-2 in the game. Broemer hits a fly ball into center field. Coluccio settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Laren Lee pinch hits for Frank Duffy. Laren Lee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lee strikes out. Two outs. John Lowenstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowenstein is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Lowenstein hits a pop-up, foul, towards short. Yount settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Brewers 1, and the Indians nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Ed Crosby now playing shortstop. Hank Aaron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aaron is 0-for-3 in the game. Aaron hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bell fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 0-for-3 in the game. Scott hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-0, Brewers. Don Money is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Money is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Money hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Hendrick. Money reaches second base with a double. Daryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Porter is walked intentionally. Tom Buskey now pitching. Sixto Lescano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Money moves to third. Porter moves to second. Sixto Lescano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lescano is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Lescano is walked intentionally. Pedro Garcia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garcia is 0-for-3 in the game. Garcia hits a fly ball into left field. Lowenstein settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Money tags and scores. Porter tags and moves to third. Lescano tags and moves to second. Two outs. It's 3-0, Brewers. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 0-for-3 in the game. Yount hits a pop-up towards first. McCraw settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Brewers 3, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. McCraw hits a fly ball into center field. Coluccio settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Hendrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendrick is 0-for-3 in the game. Hendrick hits a ball on the ground towards short. Yount misplays the ball. That's an error on Yount. Rico Cardi pinch hits for Frank Robinson. Rico Cardi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardi hits a ball on the ground towards short. Yount fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The game is over. The final score, Milwaukee Brewers, 3, and Cleveland Indians, 0. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.